This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. A bronze bust Carl Sandburg commissioned of himself has found a new home. It'll be displayed in Galesburg at the community college named after the Pulitzer Prize-winning writer. The family of the late artist Fingal Rosenquist donated the bust to the college. Rosenquist met Sandburg around 1940, and in the late 1950s, Sandburg spent about a week at her studio to sit for the sculpture. Lisa Walker believes the fact that Sandburg commissioned the bust makes it a meaningful work.
There are a lot of pieces of art done of famous people. That's just the nature of the beast. But to know that he sat for this one gives it, at least for us here at the college, a more personal touch.
Walker coordinates the art program at Carl Sandburg College. She says the piece is about 3 feet high and 3.5 or 4 feet wide and weighs at least 350 pounds. She says the bust has him sitting as though his arms are on a table. Walker says looking at it, you would not know it portrays such a well-known and beloved writer.
It was his choice to be portrayed just as an ordinary person. And I kind of like that, you know. He'd always talked about being, you know, a man of the people and, you know, to show himself in this sculpture that he himself commissioned as just a guy. You know, I think that's actually really sweet.
The bust was meant for a school in New Jersey, but ended up back with Sandburg, who gave it to Rosenquist. She died in 1980. The bust remained in her family, though they recently decided the piece should get a new home. Walker says the college needs to create a pedestal for the bust before it can be displayed. The school also must decide where it will be displayed, and because it's bronze, it could be placed either indoors or outdoors. Rich Egger reporting.